I'm Virginia Allen, and this is the Daily Signal Top News for Thursday, May 2nd. Here are today's headlines. The scene was chaotic at the University of California, Los Angeles early this morning. Police in riot gear entered the pro-Palestine encampment and tore down the barricades that students had set up. Independent journalist Anthony Cabasa shared a video of the scene of police and protesters clashing as police breached the encampment. Police arrested 132 people who were involved in the protests on campus. That's according to the California Highway Patrol. According to a map created by the New York Times, there have been pro-Palestinian protests and demonstrations on about 40 college campuses across America just over the last 2 weeks. President Joe Biden delivered remarks from the White House earlier today. In those remarks, he said that protesters do not have a right to cause chaos per C-SPAN.
Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law.
Biden went on to say that there should be no place in America for anti-Semitism or hate speech. When Biden finished his speech, a reporter asked him if any of the protests had caused him to reconsider any of the policies in regards to the region. Biden firmly answered, no. A lawsuit has been filed against pro-Palestinian groups for allegedly operating as propagandists for Hamas within the United States. The global law firm Greenberg Traurig, along with the National Jewish Advocacy Center and the Schoen Law Firm and the Holtzman Vogel Law Firm, have filed a lawsuit against American Muslims for Palestine and National Students for Justice in Palestine. The lawsuit is seeking compensatory damages for 9 American and Israeli victims of the October 7th attack Hamas carried out on Israel. The suit alleges that American Muslims for Palestine and National Students for Justice in Palestine work in the United States as collaborators and propagandists for Hamas. Richard Rosenbaum is the executive chairman for Greenberg Traurig. He said that his firm has assembled a formidable team who will make certain that the strong evidence showing the defendants have violated the rule of law is presented in an American courtroom. He pledged that his team will work tirelessly to hold these organizations accountable for their actions carried out in concert with terrorists. It's worth noting that the group Students for Justice in Palestine has been a driving force behind some of the protests that we have seen and continue to see on college campuses. Let's head up to Manhattan now, where former President Donald Trump was back in court today. Trump delivered a few comments to reporters outside the courtroom. He spoke for almost 5 minutes. He began his remarks talking about the economy, inflation, and interest rates. Trump then went on to describe the ongoing alleged hush money trial against him as bogus. This is from the X account, Live PD Dave.
We're down at the trial now, getting ready to spend another day in the courthouse, which is a bogus trial that every leading authority on law says is, should never have been brought, that Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring it until the election happened and that he brought it. You just do know that this case could have been brought 8 years ago. Could have been brought 8 years ago. Instead, they wait and wait and wait. They know it's not a good case, and now it's turned out to be they've lost every, they have no case. They have no case.
Trump added that the judge is conflicted, so you never know how the ruling will go. The judge in the case did hold a hearing today on whether Trump violated his gag order again, but did not immediately make a ruling on that. Trump was fined $9,000 earlier this week by New York Judge Juan Merchan for 9 violations of his gag order. But in regards to the case, Keith Davidson was on the witness stand today. Davidson is a lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels. Along with former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, Trump is alleged to have been a part of paying Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, to keep quiet about relations that she had with Trump. Fox News reports that Daniel's lawyer, Keith Davidson, said the $130,000 payment made to the porn star was not hush money, but instead a consideration payment. Fox reports the consideration is a legal term for what someone gives in return for the promise to abide by a contract. Davidson was clear that he would not use the term hush money to describe the transaction between Trump and Stormy Daniels. The Washington Post reports that Davidson's testimony may have boosted prosecutors' claim that Trump wanted the alleged sex scandal suppressed. We continue to wait for Michael Cohen's testimony in the case. Cohen is expected to be a star witness against Trump. On Wednesday, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill that firms up laws that require law enforcement to tell federal authorities when they have arrested someone who they then determine to be in the country illegally. According to the governor's office, the bill codifies existing procedures for jails to determine the nationality and immigration status of arrested individuals. The bill also requires the Department of Corrections and sheriffs to report to federal authorities on the illegal immigrants in their custody. The bill has been in the works in Georgia for quite a while, but gained momentum after the violent murder of Georgia college student Lakin Riley in February. The lead suspect in Lakin's case is an illegal alien from Venezuela. Kemp said the bill became one of our top priorities following the senseless death of Lakin Riley at the hands of someone in this country illegally who had already been arrested even after crossing the border. Well, down on the southern border, large groups of illegal aliens do continue to stream across. News Nation's border correspondent Allie Bradley reported today that three illegal aliens from the Gaza Strip self-surrendered to Border Patrol just outside of Eagle Pass, Texas. Earlier this week, Fox News' Bill Malugin broke the news on where the Biden administration is flying many of the illegal aliens coming into the U.S. Data from the Department of Homeland Security reveals that hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants have flown into the U.S. They have flown in under the Biden administration's humanitarian parole program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. The data was originally obtained by the House Homeland Security Committee, who received the data after a subpoena to DHS. The DHS data shows that from January through August 2023, about 200,000 migrants flew into the U.S. under the mass parole program. The top 10 cities where they arrived are first Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New York City, Houston, Orlando, Los Angeles, Tampa, Dallas, San Francisco, and finally Atlanta. It's worth noting that 80% of these illegal aliens flown into the U.S. under this parole program were flown into Florida, mainly Miami and Fort Lauderdale. With that, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Daily Signal's Top News. If you haven't had a chance, make sure that you check out our morning show right here in this same podcast feed. Tomorrow morning, I'm sitting down with Simcha Rothman. He's a member of the Israeli Knesset. We discuss the ongoing war and the protests on college campuses and what the Biden administration should be doing to support Israel. Be sure to catch that conversation tomorrow morning. And make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our new shows. And leave the Daily Signal podcast a 5-star rating and review. We love hearing your feedback. Thanks again for being with us today. Have a great night. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is brought to you by more than 500,000 members of the Heritage Foundation. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Producers are Virginia Allen and Samantha Asheris. Sound designed by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Popp. To learn more, please visit dailysignal.com.